This is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Today, we're taking a look back at the year. Call it our journal of remembrance of things very recently passed, some of them just barely so, that you can't discuss 2012 without bringing up the presidential election. In March, we interviewed two guys, Alan Huffman and Michael Rajabian, who are opposition researchers, a nice way of saying they're former investigative reporters turned political dirt diggers. We checked in with them to see what they thought about how the facts fared in this election cycle.
I think in every national election since the beginning of the Republic, you've had name-calling and those kinds of things. But I think because of the infinite number of delivery mechanisms that you had this year and the numbers of groups that were pouring money into these campaigns, those kinds of things were more pronounced. So I don't know that you had anything different than what you've normally had. It was just there more often.
Well, this is Alan. And if you look at the national elections, you could see that there were a lot of facts in play. A lot of the attacks were fact-based, but I feel like facts are more often a supporting actor if they appear at all. And what really resonates on the internet or in an ad is more important than whether or not they're factually based.
Well, you had a few interesting races that you worked for this year since we last spoke to you. Tell me about the candidate you were researching in Arkansas.
That was one of the nightmare candidates for a opposition researcher, just because in this case, we just found a lot of information really quickly about our candidate that we knew was going to be difficult. A lot more, in fact, than existed on his opponent. And that's always disconcerting because, you're going to have to lay that out for them.
Well, so spill. What'd you find out?
Well, this is Michael again. It was funny because what we found out was that this guy had $750,000 in state and federal tax liens and scores of bank foreclosures on property. And it was funny because I remember we were walking out of the courthouse carrying like a 10-inch stack of documents that we were going to have to go through, tax documents. And Alan looked at me and said, if this guy hadn't paid all this, do you really think he's going to pay us? And sure enough, he didn't. So, you live and learn.
And a guy with that many liens against him and that kind of financial trail behind him, he didn't think that'd be a problem running for office at all, huh?
Well, this is Alan. We run into that all the time. The candidates, either it's just the ego or just they've been able to skate for long enough on these things that they just assume that no one will find it. I mean, that's why they hire us, so that they'll see what is out there that someone could conceivably find. But we're always amazed that people have these things in their past that they often haven't dealt with at all.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that your job is going to be getting harder because there's just so much money out there? Or is the kind of work you do, digging up dirt, a growth field?
It's interesting because we did see the impact of Citizens United and all that money out there in the presidential election. But I don't think it created opportunities for more of that deep background research. In general, I think it went into advertising. And, I think it is going to be more difficult to sort of wedge the truth based on documentation into the campaign when you've got huge amounts of money that can just sort of create truth by repetition. So in a sense, it's just about the evolution of opposition research. And it's really not clear yet where it's going.
Alan Huffman and Michael Rajabian are former investigative journalists who do opposition research for political candidates. They wrote the book, We're With Nobody. Alan and Michael, thank you and have a great new year.
Thank you, Jackie.
You too.